you're talking about a wooden barrel or a metal barrel?
Wooden barrel, say.
Yeah.
We call them barrel faucet.
Oh, well, what's a spigot?
Spigot. Same thing, only it's simpler.
So you'd use
faucet
the word...
Faucet's usually a screw job, and a spigot's usually one that you just turn a quarter turn.
Spigot.
Okay, this is a hard thing to describe, but I won't pronounce the word because it's... What do you call a thing that you use, say, if you've got a bottle that you want to fill up with some kind of liquid and you don't want to spill it? You stick something on the top of the bottle when you pour it. What? What is
it?
Okay. When you are driving horses or riding them or something, you usually carry something with you. What do you carry?
A whip? I
don't... I never carried anything. I didn't kick him in the ribs.
That's true, too. I usually carry a whip myself.
I don't have anything, it'd be a whip.
The, for oxen, I know this goes back a ways. For oxen, you use something different usually. What would you call that?
Black snake.
Okay. You didn't have just a goad or anything like that, did you? Okay. The,
any of the fellows I knew that might have used anything like that all used a big long whip. We call them a black snake.
Mm-hmm.
Whip about 8 to 10 feet long, all rawhide.
Do a pretty good job on it. The next thing actually is this bag and sack thing. I just maybe we might. Your word for something made of paper is
a bag.
Is that what you'd say? No,
paper sack to me.
It's
a paper
bag.
It's
paper sack. It's you. Well, it's a paper bag to me.
How about if it's made out of cloth?
Well, no, I say gunny sack. Yeah, that would be sack. But a paper paper bag.
There's a difference there. A gunny sack is made of jute.
Yeah, that's what I say.
And a cloth sack's made of cotton.
Well, but it's still a cloth. It's not paper.
Unless it was some of those real fine seed sacks, they were made of linen.
The but gunny sack is a general term. Is there any other words you know?
I think that's used more than anything else, a gunny sack around the country.
Okay. The and
that usually applies to a burlap bag or jute bag.
So you use
but
the three
most,
terms
most,
interchangeably.
I think you'll find most people will call it a gunny sack.
But you use the three terms, gunny sack, jute bag, and burlap bag, all three in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The, what do you call a quantity of, again, a lot of these questions are older, but the
well,
quantity
yeah.
of, the well, these were old questions in the 1930s when they were made up a lot of them. The, what do you call a quantity of corn you take to the grist mill at one time? Remember what you'd call that?
Bushel.
Well, I don't know how much quantity you're talking about.
Yeah. Bushel of corn, I don't know.
You never heard an expression like a turn of corn or
no.
anything
no.
like that? Okay. Mm-mm. How about, say you got, if you do have a fireplace, the amount of wood you can carry in your arms at one time, what do you call that?
Armored wood.
Okay. If a guy's got a wagon, say that'll hold two cords of wood and he's only got one cord on, what would you call that? Do you have any word for a partial load like that?
No, I wouldn't. I don't know that I've heard any.
Okay. The, let's see. When you go
quarter of wood, now you're talking quarter of wood. There again, people are lost on what a quarter of wood is anymore. Just because they don't have anything else to do or don't like to do nothing. I've split a lot of wood in the last year. And I sold some last night just about as soon as I got home.
Yeah.
And you talk about a quarter of wood. What's your idea of a quarter of wood?
I don't know.
What is a quarter of wood to you?
It's a certain quantity, but I'm not exactly sure how much, to tell you the truth.
I've seen it vary quite a bit from country.
I suspect it does. I suspect
yeah.
people
well,
don't know
it. The way I learned a cord of wood, it was cut in 16-inch lengths.
Mm-hmm.
Three lengths was 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.